Proverbs chapter 20. Tonight we're going to be looking at verse number 7. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 7. So open up your Bibles there. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 7. We're going to be looking at a lot of verses tonight in the book of Proverbs. But we're going to start here with this verse. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 7. Proverbs 27 says, "The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Young people, tonight we're going to be talking to you. We're going to be talking to you boys. We're going to be talking to you girls. We're going to be talking to you young people, each one of you. We're going to be talking to you tonight. And as young people, this verse is a special verse for you because it says that if your parents will walk in integrity, the word integrity means to be just or right. So he talks about a just man. All right, so that's a just or a right person walks in integrity. The word integrity means to have spiritual maturity, to be spiritually mature. So if they will walk in integrity, they'll be righteous, right with God, and walk in integrity, you will be blessed. The word blessed in the Bible means happy. So, young people, you can be happy. You can have a happy life. You can have a happy life at home. You can have a happy life when you grow up. You can go off into life and in adulthood and have a happy life if you have parents that are just or right before God and have integrity. They are mature, spiritually mature, and can help you. Now, with that in mind, what can you do to be able to help that come to pass? Well, you can pray for them. And tonight I'm going to give you 10 ways that you can pray for your parents so that they will become the kind of parents that they ought to be that will help you to grow up to be happy. All right? Every one of us wants that. We want to be happy in life. Parents want to be happy in life. Parents want their children to be happy in life. But God says, here's a secret to it. If we're going to be happy in life, we've got to do things God's way. And so God gives us some instructions here on how that we can be happy in life and how to do that. So we're going to look at 10 ways that you can pray for your parents so that you can have a happy life. Now, when you pray these prayers, you need to be willing to do what you're praying for. All right. If you pray that your parents will help you in a certain way and then they do and you don't follow their instruction, it hasn't done you any good to pray that, has it? All right, so we need to think about that and ask God to help us pray sincerely from our hearts. You boys can pray. You older ones can pray. You older yet ones can pray for your parents that God will help them to teach you the right things in these ways. Now, there's 10 of them. We're going to have to move right along, but I've given you the notes there so you can follow along as we go. You can look up the verses and use this as a prayer sheet. That's what I gave it to you for, so you young people especially can use it as a prayer sheet and pray for mom and dad in these areas. Okay? Number one, pray that dad and mom will give you biblical instruction and doctrine. Okay? Proverbs chapter 1. Turn over there. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 8. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 8. Proverbs 1:8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother." Then look down at verse number, chapter 2 and verses 1 to 5. Chapter 2 says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart unto understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as for silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and shalt find the knowledge of God." And Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 2, Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 2 says, "For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." All right, now these are instructions from a father and mother that are given to their children and saying, do these things. I'm laying out some doctrines from some instructions for you. So the word doctrine in the Bible means teachings. All right, so what they're talking about is mom and dad give you commands and they give you teachings. They give you instructions and they give you teachings. And we need to be praying that they will be biblical instructions. All right, your parents are influenced by the world just like everybody else. We all have the world's pressure coming down on us. And the world is trying to get us to do things in Satan's way. God's saying, no, do things the Bible way. And so there's a conflict. And mom and dad face that conflict. They face it just like everybody else. And you need to pray that God will help them to be able to be wise and be able to give you God's mind on issues in life, to teach you things that are biblical, and to be able to know what God's will is for your life and for their life, so that you can have a happy life. Now, God, we need to ask God to help your parents to know what is truth. And we need to ask God to help your parents to be able to sift all the decisions in life through the Bible. You know, many, many parents today, and hopefully not those here tonight, but many parents in our world today never pick up the Bible to sift anything that they do through the Bible. They don't have a clue what God said about anything. And as a result, they make decisions based on their feelings, they base their decisions on what's popular, they base their decisions on all kinds of things, but not on the Bible. And if we don't base our choices and decisions and our instructions on the Bible, we're going to be leading our children astray. So you need to pray for your parents that God will help them to be able to sift it all through the Bible, to be able to find what is right. Now, the Bible is to be not only our instruction, but also our doctrine, our teachings. And so you need to pray that your parents will have biblical doctrine. And your parents need to know the Bible to be able to teach you biblical doctrine. That's pretty basic, but you know, young people, we don't often think about that. Praying for dad and mom that God will bless them and help them to understand the Bible and help them to spend quality time reading the Bible. And, you know, one of the things that you can do as children is, even if you know mom or dad are reading their Bible and studying or praying, keep quiet. Just give them some quiet time and don't bother them. Don't interrupt them when they're studying their Bible, because the more they can learn from the Bible, the more they can teach you. So the better mom and dad know the Bible, the better you're going to be able to be instructed in biblical things, and it'll help you. And your parents need to know what is right and true so they can keep you from false teachings. You know, there's all kinds of false teachings in churches that are full of error. And if your parents don't have biblical doctrine, it'll be difficult for them to teach biblical doctrine to you. Okay? So the first thing is pray that dad and mom will give you biblical instruction and doctrine. Number two, pray that dad and mom will carefully warn you of dangers in life. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. All right, so here Solomon was speaking to his son, and he said, son, if sinners entice you — the word entice means to pull you in, to try to get you to do something. You know, when you are with friends that are trying to do something bad, they're saying, come on, let's try this. Oh, I don't think I should. Well, come on, let's go. We won't get caught. It'll be fine. And when sinners entice you, you need to say no. And your parents need to teach you the way to make right choices in this. Now, life is full of dangers. Life is full of dangers. There are bad friends that can be dangerous to your character. You know that if you choose the wrong friends in life, that your friends are going to make you the wrong kind of people, the wrong kind of person. They're going to pull you the wrong direction. I have seen people that were really good people, and they get with the wrong friend, poof, their life changes around, and they turn into a bad person, and they get into all kinds of trouble because they had the wrong friends. So we need to be very careful to choose the right friends. Mobile phones can be very dangerous. Texting to your friends, gaming talking to bad friends can be very dangerous. Searching the web and on bad things. There's all kinds of things. There are all kinds of dangers that we live in our world. You know, you think back just 50 years ago, most everything I just got done saying never existed. When I was a little boy, there was no mobile phones. There was no texting. There was no internet. There was no computers. There was no gaming. There was none of that stuff. No web to search. No email. No Facebook. None of that. I mean, nobody even knew what it was. So things are different in our world today. There's a lot of dangers out there that look like fun, and people seem to have fun doing a lot of that stuff, but they get themselves in a lot of trouble. And mom and dad have to have wisdom to guide us. Books and magazines and televisions and videos and music and popular fashions can all be dangerous. One of the things that is probably the more dangerous than any of those is boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. They are very, very, very dangerous. And your mom and dad need to have wisdom to guide you and to warn you of these dangers. And so you need to pray for your parents. You know, parents often fail to warn their children ahead of time of dangers in life. That's just the way it is. You know, when I was a teenager, I often wondered, you know, why didn't dad and mom say anything about this or this? And then when I got to be that age when I had teenagers, then you know, I was thinking, boy, it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. You know, it should be easy to just talk to the kids and tell them all this. But it's not as easy as you think. And so parents struggle with that. Sometimes they don't know how to say it. You know, they don't know how to come to you and say, listen, there's some dangers out there you need to be aware of. Be careful about this and this and this. And they don't know what to say. Sometimes they're kind of clumsy about it and they say it the wrong way and make you upset because they just don't know how to say it. Sometimes also they don't know how old you should be before they tell you certain things. A lot of parents struggle with that. They think, well, I don't know how old the kid should be before I start telling them about this and that and other things, you know, also that are dangers. Well, you know, one of the things that I learned as a parent is if the children ever bring up anything, they're old enough to know the answer. Right? If they've heard something and somebody said something and they ask a question, you might think, oh, I can't believe he asked that question. If they ask the question, they're old enough, they need to have some answers. And if you don't give them answers, they're going to find answers from somebody and it won't be good answers. Right? So we need to give them right answers. And so pray for your parents. And, you know, they may, another reason that they don't speak sometimes is because they get busy and they don't think about it. They forget that life is full of dangers. And so pray for your mom and dad that they will carefully be able to warn you of dangers in life. That is so important because you don't want to fall into dangers. You know, if there was a, I remember when I was a little boy, we were driving on a road that we drove on often because it was a road that went from my grandparents' place to my place. And we're driving along, and all of a sudden there's a sign across the road that says, danger, bridge out. There's this big old bridge that was over quite a large river, and it had got washed out. And that sign said, danger, road closed, bridge out. Well, my dad didn't say, oh, get these signs off of the road, drag it off and throw it in the ditch and keep on going. Dad didn't do that. Dad says, oh, I guess we better turn around. You know, it was a long way to go around. It was kind of a nuisance, but it was better than falling into the river. Right? And that's the same way it is in life. You know, there are things in life that are like falling into that river that could hurt you very badly. And so when mom and dad put up a danger sign, don't say, oh, come on, you're being mean. No, they're trying to help you. They love you. And so you need to pray that mom and dad will have wisdom to put up the right danger signs and say, no, you're not going to do that. No, you're not going there. No, you can't go there. No, you're not going to do that. And you might think, oh, it's not fair. All my friends do that. That's not the point. Mom and dad need wisdom. So you need to pray. Pray for dad and mom that they'll have wisdom. Number three. Pray that mom and dad will adequately prepare you for sexual temptations in life. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 12. Proverbs 2 starts out about talking about learning the Bible and learning about what is truth and biblical things. And then down to verse number 12, he says, these things will deliver you from the way of evil men and from men that speak froward things. All right? And then he says down in verse number 16, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger that flatters with her words. So he's talking to his children, both the girls and the boys, and he starts out and he says, listen, these things, if you'll learn these things that I'm teaching you, they will keep you from evil men. You girls don't want to be around evil men because they will hurt you, they will harm you, they will steal from you, they will be bad to you, they will not be good for you. And you boys don't want to be around evil women. The women that flatter and talk sweet words with their mouths, but they're evil women. You don't want to be around them. And so mom and dad need to teach you and prepare you adequately for these temptations in life. And many children talk about these temptations. You know, if you're around kids in the world, they're going to be talking about things that you think, oh, that doesn't sound very good. And they'll talk about dirty things. They'll talk about all kinds of things and they'll make things, they'll say things about sexual temptations that, you know, aren't the kind of things you should be talking about. And so mom and dad need to prepare you for that. And again, it's not easy. And all sexual activity outside of marriage is sin. It's sin. And so we need to stay away from that. And so young people, you need to be warned of that. You need to be aware of that. And you need to pray that mom and dad will help you to know what is right and wrong. Now, many young people yield to sexual temptations without realizing the dangers. There are huge dangers. Huge dangers. And it starts out small. You know, it starts out with just boys wanting to hold their girlfriend's hand and think, oh, no big deal, I'm just holding his hand, you know, he's my friend. You know, what's a big deal? It is a big deal because it's the first step that leads you to the next step, that leads you to the next step, that leads you into big problems. Alright? Don't do that. So mom and dad need to be warning you and preparing you adequately for these temptations. Now, parents often feel uneasy about talking about sexual temptations. I mean, it's an uncomfortable subject for dads and moms. It really is. But it's an important subject. Now, here's one of the things you kids can help your parents with, all right? Especially you older ones. You can help your parents by asking questions. I mean, just put them right on the spot. A question comes up, you heard something at school, or you heard something from one of your friends, point blank ask mom or dad, what does that mean? Or what are they saying? And if mom and dad go, just ask them again until you give them an answer. Get an answer from, because it's better to get an answer from dad and mom than to get an answer from somebody at school or somebody down the street, because they're going to give you the wrong answer. You need to get the right answer from mom and dad. So that'll help mom and dad to be able to do that. But also pray that God will give them wisdom. You need to pray that. God, give my parents wisdom to teach me the right things about sexual temptations. Because we can't escape it. It is out in our world. It's everywhere you turn. You're going to face these temptations. Especially when you're up in your early teens and later teens and on up. You're going to face those temptations. And you need to know how to face them. So pray for your parents that God will help them to adequately prepare you for these temptations. Then number four. Pray that dad and mom will give you counsel that will lengthen your life. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 10. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Alright, so he says here, son, you listen to what I'm telling you and you're going to live a longer life. Now, what that means is mom and dad have to be able to tell you something that will lengthen your life. Now, bad counsel will shorten your life. What does that mean? Well, if you talk to bad friends, they will lead you into things that will shorten your life. Bad friends may say, come on, let's do some drugs. That'll shorten your life. Get you in big trouble. Oh, come on, let's smoke a little cigarette here. It won't hurt anything. Nobody will know. That will shorten your life. They will get you into things. You know, come on, let's just take something from the store. We don't have any money. Let's go take a little bit of candy from the store. It'll be okay. That will shorten your life. You'll end up in prison someday for stealing like that. And so it's going to hurt you. It's going to harm you. So bad friends can be lead you the wrong direction. So counsel from bad friends is not good. The devil also encourages us to live a sinful life. And that's going to shorten your life. The devil's going to say, come on, it won't hurt anything. It's okay. You can do that. Everybody's doing it. And it's going to shorten your life. But God says here, if mom and dad tell you what is right and give you Bible guidance and Bible counsel, it will lengthen your life because it's going to keep you out of trouble. It really will. It'll help you. And there's several things. The Bible talks about this quite a bit. But one of those things is God says that by obeying our parents, that it'll lengthen our life. In chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. So God says here that if you follow the instructions and laws of your parents, it's going to lengthen your life. That's what you want. Nobody wants to live a short life and die tomorrow. We want to live a long life. So we need to pray for mom and dad that God will guide them and help them in that. Also, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, one of the Ten Commandments, says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So if you honor your parents, what does honor mean? Well, it means to obey them, but it also means to obey them with the right attitude. Right? Sometimes you may obey with a grumpy attitude and you know, pout about it, and that's not honoring them. Right, so we need to honor them with a sweet attitude and a right attitude. And God says it will lengthen your days. Your life will be longer if you'll do that. So pray for mom and dad that they will give you good counsel that will lengthen your days. Number five, pray for dad and mom that they will show you by their example how to get God's wisdom. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse number 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. Here's a father that's saying, son, I have wisdom. I want to give it to you. Son, I have understanding. I want to give it to you. So, in other words, mom and dad have to be wise and understanding before they can give it to you. You can't give away something you don't have. Right? And so you need to pray for mom and dad that God will help them to be able to do this. Now, wisdom, many times parents lack wisdom. I mean, it's not easy to have all the wisdom that we need. And we get wisdom. Remember what wisdom is? Wisdom is the God-given ability to make right choices. The God-given ability to make right choices. That is true wisdom, biblical wisdom. And we get that biblical wisdom from God. We get that biblical wisdom from the Bible. We get that biblical wisdom from studying and prayer and spending time with God and drawing close to God. And God gives us that wisdom. And so here the Father says, Son, take my wisdom. I want you to have my wisdom and my understanding. I'll give it to you. So as children, you can pray for your parents that they will spend time studying the Bible, that they will spend time reading and studying and learning the Bible, and they'll spend time on their knees praying for you and praying for wisdom so that they can know the right choices and the wise way to guide you, and so then they can teach you and guide you in a wise way. That will help you. So by praying for mom and dad that they will have wisdom, they'll be able to share that wisdom with you, and you will become a wiser person in life, and you'll be able to make those God-given choices in life that will help you immensely. Many young people make foolish choices because they don't have parents that are guiding them in a wise way. So pray for your parents that they will live wisely, and by their example, you can follow their steps. See how mom and dad do this, and how do they do that? How do they respond to this? What kind of wisdom? How do they make these choices? And you can follow their example and be wise. So pray for dad and mom. All right, number six, pray for dad and mom's, that dad and mom's commands will be Bible-based and fair. One of the biggest complaints of young people is, mom and dad's rules just aren't fair. Right? And sometimes they're not. Mom and dads aren't perfect. Right? We make mistakes. But we can pray to that end. You know, commands are fences to keep us in line. Right? So you have these commands. Right? There's the boundary. Don't go past that. Be home at this time. That's a fence. You can't go over there. That's a fence. I don't want you going into that store. That's a fence. Right? So what it is, they're putting up fences for you. These commands are fences. Why? To protect you. Because they know that if you go past that fence, you're going to get in trouble. And so these commands are for your good, but they need to be good commands that will be helpful to you. So commands can be good or bad. Commands can be fair or unreasonable. And your parents really need God's help to make the right kind of commands and laws and rules in your home. They need help. It's not easy. You know, when I was a young person, I thought making rules would be easy. I could help my mom and dad if they let me, you know. But when you get to be a mom and dad, you find out making the rules aren't as easy as you thought it was. It's complicated because there's lots of things to take into consideration. You don't want to be too narrow. You don't want to be too loose. You got to have the right kind of rules. You got to have the right kind of enforcement. And whatever the rules are, you got to be able to enforce the rules. And so it's not easy. Mom and dad need help. And so pray that God would help them to be able to make rules that are biblical, good, fair, and reasonable. Now, biblical commands will keep you from going astray. They'll keep you from going outside of God's boundaries where God says, this is right. Don't go past that. They will keep you inside of that. So pray for dad and mom that they will make their rules that are good rules and that they will be fair rules. And if they make a rule that you don't think is fair, politely, I emphasize the word politely, politely talk to mom and dad about it and say, I don't understand this rule. It doesn't seem fair to me. Can you explain it? Why is this rule in existence, and is this a fair rule? Once in a while, dad and mom might make a mistake and make something that isn't quite as fair as it should be, and talk it over with them. But most of the time, they'll be able to give you an answer as to why. Because there's usually a reason behind it that you don't understand. Something you can't see, something that's beyond it, that they are wiser than you. They've been there, seen that, done that, and you haven't. And they don't want you to go in there because it's going to hurt you deep down inside. And so they're protecting you by their rules and these fences around you. And so pray that your parents will make good rules, and then pray that they'll rightly enforce the rules. It doesn't do any good to have rules if mom and dad don't enforce them. If they've got all these commands and rules and don't do this, don't do this, but you do it and nothing happens, well, they might as well throw the rules out the window because they're not going to help you any. But so pray that they will rightly enforce them. Now remember, as you're praying for mom and dad for all these things, you're going to have to be willing to obey. You're going to have to be willing to do these things because they're for your good. Remember what God said in that first verse? If mom and dad do right, you will be happy in life because they'll lead you down a happy way of life. And that's what every one of us wants, is to be happy. Now, number seven, pray that mom, dad and mom will teach you to spot false teachings. Ooh, this is a big one. Important. And you younger ones might not think this is all that important, but the older you get, the more you can see the importance of this. We need to be able to spot false teachings. And a lot of people aren't very good about spotting false teachings. The world is full of false teachings. You know, that all around us, I mean, there's all kinds of things in the world. I could have named off tons of things. But things like abortion and evolution and music and living with a partner outside of marriage and all these kinds of things that our world is full of. And the world says, there's nothing wrong with this, it's fine. And all of these are things that are dangerous, they're false teachings that we need to be careful of. There's false teachings in the cults, the cult heresies, all the different things that they believe, and their false teachings about Jesus, and their false teachings about heaven and hell and judgment and all these things. And there's false teachings among the charismatic chaos, all the nonsense of the charismatic churches. There's loads of false teachings that lead people astray into speaking in tongues and seeing visions and revelations and all kinds of silly stuff that they do that is very dangerous. There's false teachings. There's false teaching about baby baptism. Good people sometimes believe in baby baptism. That is unbiblical. It is wrong. It is sinful to believe that. That's not what the Bible teaches. Confirmation is not what the Bible teaches. There's all kinds of conflicts about the best text. If you do any reading and commentaries, you'll read along and it'll say the best text say this. We've talked about that in doctrine class. The best text, whenever you read those words, best text, they're talking about the critical text, the Westcott and Hort text, the text that follows the minority manuscripts of the Bible. They're going to lead you astray. Mom and dad need to be able to understand that. Right now, as a young person, you might say, well, that's all kind of over my head and I don't really care. But there's going to be a day that comes that you'll need to know those things. So pray for mom and dad that they will be wise and teach you how to spot wrong things. So as you're going in life, you say, whoa, wait a minute, something doesn't look right about that. I'm not sure that's right. I'm not going to go there. And you're going along and saying, oh, what they said, that doesn't sound right. That's not what I heard from the Bible. And you need to be able to spot it, because what happens, a lot of times people say, I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. What was wrong with that? Because they're not discerning. Mom and dad need to teach you that. And so Solomon here was teaching his son and giving him advice and saying, you need to be careful. Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 27. I didn't even read that verse yet. Sorry about that. 19:27 says, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. Cease to hear the instruction that causes to err or to go astray from the words of knowledge. So we need to be very careful about that. Number 8, Proverbs chapter 22, and verse number 6. Proverbs 22:6, a verse that you've all heard many a time. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. The word train there speaks of training, like going to practice for softball practice or whatever it is. You're going to practice. Now, when you go, when I was coaching baseball back in 1996, and I had the fellas on my team, when we come to practice baseball, I didn't say, fellas, this is practice time. Do whatever you want. Have fun. Just goof around, play whatever you want. We got an hour to burn here. Do whatever you want. When the hour's done, you can go home. That's not what I did. What we did, we said, all right, now listen, here's the rules. We've got all the, this is how you play baseball. All right, you got to do it this way. All right, now listen carefully, fellas. When you run down there, you got to do this. You got to do that. This is how you scoop up the ball. This is how you throw it. This is how you bat. You hold your hands like this. Put your arms up like this. Hold, and you got to be watching. This is what a second baseman does. You got to be ready. And this is what a first baseman does. And I go through all the rules of every position on the team. And we go over it, instruct them and guide them. And then they'd practice. And they'd stand up. I'd say, no, get your back elbow up a little bit more. All right, swing level. All right, watch the ball. Keep watching the ball. Here comes. Whoosh, they'd swing and miss. No, you're not watching the ball. Keep your eye on the ball. Watch the ball the whole time. Keep your elbow up. Watch the ball. So we would practice and review and practice and review and practice and review and go over the rules and over the rules and over the rules. Why were we doing that? That was training. That was training to get them to be able to do right in a game. Now, that's what mom and dad are involved in. Mom and dad, one of the things they're doing in your life is training you for adulthood. They're training you to become an adult. And so they're training you. They're going over and saying, all right, these are the rules. This is what you got to do. This is what God says. This is the rules of life. All right, let's practice it. Let's do that. All right, no, that's not quite right. All right, do it this way. Hold your arm up. You know, all right, well, whatever it is, you do it this way. This is what God wants you to do. No, you can't do it that way. No, that's not right. Do it this way. And you keep practice and review and practice and review and practice and review and practice and review. And if you do it wrong, you get in trouble. And if you do it right, you get praised. And there's all this thing. All of life is training. For about 20 plus years, you are going to be under the training of your mom and dad. And during those 20 plus years, you are there under their guidance, and mom and dad are teaching you. It's like training. They're coaches. And mom and dad are the coaches. And they're saying, all right, now, this is our lessons for today. This is what we're going to do today. No, don't do it that way. Yes, do it this way. Come on, help me. And let me teach you how to do this. This is how you do it. This is how you make the soup. And you're going to put this in, measure this. Be careful. Nope, that's not that too much. No. And they give you all this instruction and training. That's what the word means. Train up a child in the way that he should go when he's older, not depart from it. There's this constant repetition, helping them, guiding them, instructing them. But it's always with the right goal in mind. It's always pointing them the right direction. It's always teaching them the right way to do it. I never, in baseball practice, I never said to the guys, I don't care how you bat, just get up there and swing at the ball. We didn't do that because that's not going to help them. I had to teach them carefully to keep their elbow up, watch the ball, and anticipate the ball. Keep your eye right on it. And when it comes, swing hard, swing fast, swing level. I watched their stance. I'd watch how they'd swing. I'd watch how the ball went. And everything about it, I'd teach them exactly how to do it right. And mom and dad are involved in teaching you how to do it right. You girls need to learn how to cook right and how to make clothes right. And how to dress right, and how to act right, and how to talk right, and how to be right, and how to read your Bible, and how to pray, and how to be godly. And you boys need to learn how to make your bed, and how to be neat, and how to take care of things, and how to repair things, and how to fix things. And you need to learn all these things. And over and over and over again, for 20 plus years, mom and dad are giving instructions and repeating it, and giving rules, and laying down foundations, and helping you, instructing you. And all that's preparation for your adulthood, when you become an adult, so that you can become a good godly man and a good godly woman. Mom and dad are training you and preparing you for that day. Now, number nine, Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 26. Proverbs 23, 26. My son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. Solomon said, son, I need your heart. What does he mean by giving him his heart? All right, dad, get your knife. You can have it. I'll give it to you. Cut it. No, I wasn't talking about that. Alright. What do you mean giving him his heart? Alright. Our heart, when he talks about our heart, he's talking about our love and our loyalty. Your love and your loyalty. Alright. When the little children are here, it's easy for them to give their heart to mom and dad. That's easy. But you get up into you preteen, teenage years, then you start hanging on your heart to yourself. My love and my loyalty. I'll take care of it myself. I don't know whether I still love and loyal to mom and dad. They're kind of old-fashioned and weird. All right? And they start losing their love and loyalty. All right? You need to be careful because you're going to give your love and loyalty to somebody. You're going to give your heart to somebody. If you give your heart to a friend, that friend may steal from you. They may hurt you. They may hurt you very badly. Many, many young people, girls, have given their hearts to their boyfriend and it has wrecked their life. Boys have given their hearts to their girlfriend and it has wrecked their life. Don't do that. You save your heart for your husband or wife someday. Don't give it to anybody until that day comes except dad and mom. You need to give it to mom and dad. Let mom and dad have your heart until the day comes that you give it to your spouse. And you keep it for mom and dad and your spouse. Because the one who has your heart steers your conduct. All right, let me say that again. Listen carefully. The one who has your heart steers your conduct. Your conduct is the way you live. They're steering the way you live if you give them your heart. You give your heart to a boyfriend, he's going to steer you down a wrong way. It's going to lead you into trouble. You give your heart to a girlfriend, she's going to steer you down the wrong way. That's going to lead you into trouble. You give your heart to mom and dad will do their best to steer you the right direction. And until you get a husband or a wife of your own, then you can give your heart to them and they can help you live your life for God together. And so we need to be very careful that we give our hearts to mom and dad. Now, your parents ought to spend loving time with you and gain your heart. You know, that's part of it, and that's a tough thing. Mom and dads have struggled with this. So you young people, you teenagers and older ones, you need to remember, dad and mom struggle with this. It's not easy to get your heart. It's easy when they're little. And all of a sudden, you realize I'm starting to lose their heart, and I panic, and I think, what do I do now? They're not as loyal to me as they once were. They're not trusting me like they once did, and what am I going to do? Mom and dad don't know what to do. And I remember going through some of those times. You feel like you're losing your grip on them. And that's the time when you need to give your heart to mom and dad. And just say, listen, mom and dad know what is best for me. They love me. They care about me. And I want to be best friends with dad and mom. You know, as hard as it may seem and as weird as it may seem, this is the honest truth, young people. Listen, until you get married, your best friend, other than Jesus, your best friend ought to be dad and mom. It really should be. It really should be. And you say, oh, Pastor, you don't know my mom and dad. No, that's not the point. That's what it needs to be. You need to work at that. And if mom and dad aren't making it easy for you to be their best friend, and they're not making it easy for you to open up and share your heart with them and talk to them about your troubles and your burdens and your problems and the fears and the struggles, and then going through the teenage years is a scary time. You're going to go through all kinds of scary things, and you're going to say, I need somebody to talk to. I wish I could talk to dad and mom, but they're so weird. I don't want to talk to them. No, you need to talk to them. Because if you go give your heart to your friend or your friends, they're going to lead you the wrong way. They will lead you the wrong way because they're just as ignorant as you are. And so that's like two blind people. Jesus told this parable about blind leading the blind, and they both fall in the ditch. That's what's going to happen to you. You give your heart to another young person, they're going to lead you into the ditch. Mom and dad are a lot wiser than that. They may not know how to get your heart, but you need to give it to them. Spend time with them. Give them your heart. Help them to know how to love you and to give your heart to them. So pray to that and pray. This is a big one. Pray that mom and dad will know how to gain your heart and give them your heart. Let them keep your heart until you get married. Last one, number 10. Pray that by dad and mom's example, you will learn to fear the Lord. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 21. My son, fear thou the Lord and the King. Meddle not with them that are given to change. One of the most important things in life is to learn to fear God. To fear God, listen carefully, to fear God, this is what it means, to fear God. Right? To fear God is fearing to do anything that would offend God. Fearing to do anything that would offend God. It is respecting God and putting Him above all else in life. Fearing to do anything that would offend God. Anything! Telling a little lie, that offends God. Cheating a little bit, that offends God. Looking like the world offends God. Acting ungodly offends God. Doing something that would be carnal offends God. We don't want to do anything. If we fear God, we're going to say, no, I don't want to do anything that will hurt or offend God in any way. And we need to fear God. Now, we cannot get wisdom without fearing God. You know, we talked about getting wisdom. Mom and dad teaching us, you cannot be wise without fearing God. Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Until you fear God, you cannot get God's wisdom. So we've got to fear God. It is very important. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 12:13, he said it is the most important thing in all the world is to fear God. That's our ultimate command, is to fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. So we need to fear God. And your parents ought to be the ones to teach you how to fear God. Watch their lives. Follow their example. And say, God, I want to fear You. Please make my parents the kind of parents that fear You so that I can watch their lives and learn how to fear You in a right way. How to respect You. How to honor You. How to talk so that You are pleased. How to live so that You are pleased. And so you need to really pray because parents struggled like anybody else to fear God. And so if you will pray for your mom and dad, God, please help mom and dad fear You so that they can teach me by their example how to fear You. I want to fear You. Now, we've looked at these 10 things that you can pray for mom and dad. God has created your body. God knows what is best for you. He knows what will make you truly happy. And I know that every one of you young people here today want to be happy in life. Nobody in their right mind says, I just want to be sad and miserable and feel terrible all the time. Nobody wants that. That'd be dumb. All right? We want to be happy. And God said, if you want to be happy, mom and dad have to lead you in the right way. And then you'll be happy. So you need to pray for dad and mom that God would help them to make the right choices. And these 10 instructions, if you'll take this little sheet and pray for dad and mom every day. Put it in your Bible. Pull it out when you have prayer time. Pray for dad and mom every day. Go down through that list and pray. And you know, some of them may seem more important to you than others because you know there's some areas where there needs help. So circle those and pray for them especially. Pray for mom and dad. Pray for mom and dad. And if you'll do that, God will bless you and help you because it's going to help you in the long run if you pray for mom and dad. But you know, if mom and dad don't lead you the right direction and you go off the wrong way, it's partly your fault if you don't pray for them. Now, not always, but it's partly your fault. You need to pray for mom and dad.